It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and Lake Havasu City to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you. You, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 234-343-1065. That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Toonforce.
Ah, good day, good day, good day. Happy Friday to you. Yes. It is October the 10th, and of course on Fridays we play the Fab Four on Fridays, but today we're going to play the Fab One, John Lennon. I know all of you are going, I was going to play Paul McCartney because I went and saw Paul McCartney Saturday night in Vegas. It was a great concert, 2.5 hours of pure Paul. Fabulous. Beatles, Wings, everything. And oh, back to the show. Sorry about that. John Lennon would have been 85 yesterday, so we're going to play a little John Lennon for you today as we travel in and out of commercials. In Bullhead City, Mojave Valley, Fort Mojave, a special notice to you. The dispatch center, their 763-1999 number is down. So if you call a non-emergency number, you're going to get probably a recording or something, or it's going to just go busy. There are 3 cell numbers that you can write down and you can call. So write them down. And you may think, I don't need to call, but you might need to call a half hour. I haven't checked recently to see if they're back up. Let me do that, but let me give you the numbers real quick. So you have these cell numbers if the Bullhead City Dispatch ever goes down. Okay? And I'm checking while we're talking. And I think it's still down. Yeah, there's no update. So it's been down for a few hours, about 5 hours actually. 3 cell phone numbers you can call to get into our dispatch center. They're all 928 numbers. 727-7472, 727-7471, and 542-0559. If you need those and you didn't get them, text me. I think everyone in the county's got my cell number. You can text me. And I will forward them to you. Our tips along the river today? Well, you know, it's hard. I mean, I look at the apps, and of course the apps tell you one thing, and then you go look outside, it's a different thing. So they say it should be around 90 along the river today. And our guest today is from Lake Havasu City, is Angie Foltz. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you this morning?
How was the weather? I'm good. How was the weather in Havasu this morning?
I think it's starting to warm up. It's a bit humid, cloudy. Yeah. Same.
Now, it was funny. I was texting Paul LaVoy last night because I was looking at the radar, and it showed Havasu was getting hammered.
Oh, I was in that. Yeah, that was.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, I was in my convertible, so I thankfully had my top up. I saw it coming, and I went, better put that top up.
Because I texted Paul, and he goes, I got no rain. And so I know it hits different parts of the town. But
yeah.
So you were in it, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was, like, hightailing at home because, you know, the washes hit pretty fast and all of that. The water floods the roads, and I was just in a pretty low vehicle.
I had to run to Fort Mojave yesterday afternoon, and it was pouring just as I went into Fort Mojave.
Mm-hmm.
Then as I got further into Fort Mojave, the sun was out.
Mm-hmm.
I went and saw this customer, and I was there a while and come out, and it's just misting a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. There was no more rain.
It came through pretty fast for us, too.
Yeah?
I thought it was going to be worse than it was. It was just enough to make a mess everywhere on the roads, the gravel and all that running out of people's landscape.
So Angie is with Place My Care, which is your own.
Yes. Come,
tell us, what is Place My Care?
So Place My Care is run under Western Arizona Senior Living Corporation. We originally started as that for the first couple of years, and so some people might remember Western Arizona Senior Living. But I felt Place My Care was a little bit less wordy, and that it also really described kind of what we do, and so placing care for people. So Place My Care was started 5 years ago to really help people navigate the entire care continuum throughout their lives. And that you mean their kids, their neighbors that are involved, the seniors themselves, whoever are the key players, right? But to help them understand the resources that are out there, understand the ways to pay for or preserve money, that there may be benefits out there, that there are resources to help them remain in their homes, whatever that looks like. If they call me, the only exception I say is I'm not going to help you if you're independent senior and you want to look for a private apartment, right?
Right.
That's just outside my scope. I'm sorry. There's a lot of things I do and a lot of ways that I respond and a lot of partnerships that I have developed, and I'm very grateful for all those partnerships. So if you're listening, thank you very much for being a good partner to Place My Care over the years. But I work with all the communities out here, and I'll even work with people who are in Laughlin and are looking to move to Bullhead and need assisted living. I can help you navigate that process.
Okay. And so when you say the community, you're talking Havasu, Bullhead, and Kingman, and all the valleys in between.
I serve the whole state of Arizona. I've even worked with the Pascua Yaqui tribe in Phoenix. I've worked with...
Really?
Yeah, I mean, with people. I'm working with a lady that's currently in Quartzsite, and her family would like her closer to her son in Tucson, or in Oro Valley.
Okay.
Excuse me. So, you know, it really depends on what the family's wishes are. I can move parents closer to Phoenix if that's where their children live and that's where they work and they want to be closer, or if vice versa. I've worked moving people out of the state, you know.
I just had a friend, well, it was a customer and a friend, who had to go to Florida to help grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
And she knew nothing about services, and it took her a week to spend time with grandpa and locate him for, you know, for service. I don't know where she put him or whatever, but and it was really hard for her because she said when she left there, she knew it would be the last time they'd see each other.
Oh, that's so hard.
Because grandpa's up there
and
his kids are gone.
Yeah.
It was just her.
Yeah.
It was all her. And so she was telling me last week, she goes, it was exhausting.
Yeah.
So the services you're providing for a family member, it's a true benefit.
It is a true benefit. There's no cost to families ever for that service. And so for them to be able to utilize me, we can go through like an intake process to talk about the physical needs of your loved one or yourself, the medical part of it. I can collect medical documents that the communities might need for you from your PCPs and that kind of stuff, your specialists. Also, you might need that documentation for potential benefits, that kind of thing.
Okay.
And then I go through the financial aspects of what do you have, and how can we preserve that if that's important to you. And if it's not important to you, then we have the full gamut of what's most appropriate for you and your social, emotional needs, right? Do you have specific spiritual needs that you want addressed? And, you know, are you a veteran? Work very closely with lots of veteran organizations. I'm a huge supporter of our veterans. We do have a lot of them, and a lot of them really don't understand how much in benefits, potential benefits are out there for them to help pay for their living costs, either to remain at home and receive in-home care with contracted providers in the area that do, you know, can cover in-home care through the VA, right? Or assisted living.
There's a lot within the veterans world that people don't understand.
And it's complex. But there are great organizations out there. It's just starting to ask questions and what makes sense for you. Are you homebound? Because if you're homebound and you don't use a computer, we need to know that when we make this kind of referral to the different organizations so that someone can come to you.
And somebody that is homebound without a computer, they're stranded.
Yeah, I meet with them. I come to their house.
Yeah, or even, you know, a smartphone. You can do almost everything on a smartphone today. But filling out forms on a smartphone is not a piece of cake.
No, and there's a lot of people who just don't even know how to navigate those type of programs. I mean, I do utilize technology where I can, and I always am very respectful whether people can use it or not. I'm not going to talk down to you because you don't know how to do it. But what I do is I try to provide the old school paper version, and then there's the e-signed documents and everything in between, right? And who are the key players that need to be involved? Making sure that everybody's on the same page, so that we're all working together, and that there's nobody that's confused about the process. So identifying those key players, you know, on who's going to be involved is really important at the beginning, so that we are all, I always say I'm the bus driver, we all get on the bus, and then when you need me to get off the bus, then I get off the bus, and if you need me to later to get back on the bus, I get back on the bus. So it's not like a small window. Sometimes it is, and then sometimes I'll get people call me back 2 years. Hey, I'm ready to move into assisted living now. Let's start working on that.
Okay, that was one of my questions, was how long do you work with these individuals?
It really depends. I had a client call me this morning that had relocated to Phoenix. He's very happy there. There's a couple of other additional resources that he wants, and he reached out to me because he felt I'm a trusted partner of his to make that transition happen. He was not in a great situation.
So you're in a position to find those resources for him in Phoenix?
Absolutely. I'm not going to ever tell somebody, no, I'm not going to help them. Like, regardless, okay, if they relocated to Phoenix, we have an established relationship.
Right.
You know, I have a lot more wherewithal when it comes to navigating the internet, when it comes to utilizing and leveraging technology, and the large amount of resources that I've amassed over the years, and the partners that I have, and understanding, you know, like, there are affordable, you know, transportation, right? If the home you move into doesn't have transportation, well, maybe you still have the ability to take your walker and get onto, you know, accessible bus that you can dial a ride and have it come to the house, and you know it's $5 or whatever, right?
Right.
He wouldn't know that.
Yeah.
He came from a really remote part of Mojave County. So learning those, getting connected with the church, right? Where's the closest Walmart? You know, how close is his local bank branch?
Yeah, I have my first mother-in-law, my only mother-in-law, is 97.
Wow.
And she was living alone up until about 8 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she fell.
Mm-hmm.
And she broke something and had to go into a hospital, then into a residential rehab.
Mm-hmm.
But when she lived alone, she would order her food on Walmart.com.
Mm-hmm.
They would deliver to her house.
Fabulous.
She would order an Uber to go to the doctor. You know, but her kids, her daughter, one of her daughters only lives a couple miles from her.
Mm-hmm.
And the grandkids are close by. And my grandkids and my son are close by. And so they've all taught her how to use her iPhone.
Yeah.
And for her, it was her resource to order food, to pay her bills.
Yeah.
You know, she figured out how to pay her electric bill. And
isn't that amazing?
At 97.
That's amazing.
Sharp
as a tack, I bet.
Yeah, oh, yeah, she is. Yeah, yeah. Well, too many stories. But anyhow, so you get involved with – let's go back.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get into this? Did you, like, from high school go into senior living 101 or what?
You know, I was a young military wife. I actually lived overseas quite a few times. My now ex-husband was in the Gulf War. And, I did 10 years as a military spouse. I was stationed at Luke, fell in love with Arizona. At some point, I moved back down here. But I lived in Japan. I had a son that was born in Japan.
Oh, wow.
A daughter that was born in England. And so I had to teach myself at 21 years old how to drive on the wrong side of the road while he was off in conflict.
So you have two immigrants as children.
I guess, you know. And I wish that they had dual citizenship, but they're both Americans. They both don't have any rights to any of those other countries. But I've lived overseas several times. I started, you know, really working with people when I went into urban and regional planning, actually.
Okay.
And so fell in love with community development and built up in Washington State many years ago now at this point, the first community gardens that were all organic on city water wellheads.
Oh.
And so I had a partnership between the university, the city of Spokane. I started working for the city of Spokane and then the local neighborhoods in a very low-income neighborhood. So really working with people to help build these community gardens in these kind of food deserts of low-income areas.
We have a community garden in Bullhead.
Yeah. We got one in Lake Havasu now,
too.
Yeah,
we just opened it a few weeks ago.
So fabulous.
Yeah.
I love to see that.
Well, and it's neat for people that maybe don't have the space.
Mm-hmm.
Or live in an apartment but wish they had a garden.
Or they just, you know, the soil integrity, you have to bring in.
Part, yeah.
You have to bring in the soil as well and have raised beds and all of that. Because the soil here just is not conducive to growing things.
Gross. Weeds and cactus. That's it.
So to go back to this, you know, I ended up working, you know, in nonprofit and government work, really working with very vulnerable people as my career progressed in nonprofit. So when I moved to Lake Havasu a little over 8 years ago, I ended up working for Goodwill and then the county contracting with Goodwill at the time to operate the WIOA program, the Workforce Investment Opportunity Act.
Okay.
So working in case management still took over. I mean, I was promoted, I think, 4 times in a year and a half, which was fabulous. But
yeah.
Then the county and the Goodwill decided they weren't going to continue their partnership, right, with the WIOA. And so then I found myself as the county business developer for that program out of a job. And so how do I reinvent myself in the work that I love? And I knew that I loved, always loved working with people. And so I ended up working for a very large assisted living community in Lake Havasu. And I found so much joy and so much love in working with our aging population that it just made my heart swell. Every time I went to work, it was like I had 50 grandmas and grandpas.
And it's a passion to do this.
Yeah.
I mean, like Kim Kuhl, you know, and you know Kristen Ott that owns some businesses too. It's a passion to be able to work with people much older than you and help them.
Right. I mean, I ended up losing my parents when I was younger. So, like, when I was 5, I lost my mom, and then I lost my dad when I was 31.
Ooh.
And so, you know, living without having elders in my life, right?
Yeah.
I've always had my aunt, so I was very fortunate in that regard. But seeing the love and the stories and the, and, you know, how much they can bring to my heart, to fill my heart. So it sounds greedy, but I actually get really fulfilled by learning about their stories and learning their history and how can I make their lives their best lives, right? And that's always my goal, is how can I make your life better? In whatever regard that looks like, if I've helped you and your family navigate through a crisis or a hard time or, you know, making this a good experience for you, then I've done my job well.
Okay. All right, let's take a break.
Uh-huh.
Speak Up 2.0, brought to you by Perkins America Food Company. And by the way, it's Fish Friday at 3 o'clock today. All the fish you can eat. How much do you want? Yeah, it's you know, fill your plate several times. No, not to go. Sorry. We're also brought to you by TWN Communications. Give them a call if you want TWN and fiber that doesn't fail. 928-444-8232. And as I mentioned, it's John Lennon's birthday yesterday. Would have been 85 years old.
Our life together is so precious. Together we have grown. We have grown.
You're going to get hooked. Your Bullhead City Perkins has all-you-can-eat Fish Fry Fridays. Delicious Alaskan cod, hand-battered fish fry, every Friday starting at 3 p.m. There are many other fish meals available, too. Perkins All-You-Can-Eat Fish Fridays are perfect. Then there are the pies. Eat a slice of pie there or take it home. Hey, take the whole pie home. But make plans to meet friends this Friday at 3 for all-you-can-eat. Perkins American Food Company, Highway 95, Bullhead City.
Too soon? Maybe it's a little early for Christmas music, but it's never too early to prep your home for the holidays. Stay ahead of the holiday chaos with TWN's fast, reliable 100% fiber internet. Keep your holidays festive, fun, and stress-free. Visit twncom.com/Mojave. That's twncom.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095 to sign up now. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply. Visit twncom.com for more details and terms and conditions of service.
TWN Communications delivers fast, reliable, 100% fiber internet straight to your home with sustainable speeds and unlimited data you can count on. Choose a plan ranging from 200 megabytes to 2 gigabytes. Plus, MEC members receive discounts. Experience the difference with TWN 100% fiber internet and sign up today. Call 888-227-2095 or visit www.twncomm.com/Mojave.
Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply. Visit twncom.com for more details and terms and conditions of service. Laughlin Ranch announces 20% off body sculpting in their spa all October. Save all October on relaxation and rejuvenation. Indulge yourself with the Desert Golden Hourglass, the Arizona Arms, or the Cactus Contour. All 50-minute custom body sculpting. Check out other fall specials like Whipped Honey Body Scrub, the Whipped Honey Pedicure, and the Pumpkin Latte Facial. Look good the rest of the year. The Spa and Fitness Center at Laughlin Ranch. Make your appointment at LaughlinRanch.com.
Arnold here from Bradley Chevrolet, your family-owned dealer since 2000. And we're brewing up some spectacular savings during our Hall of Green sales event. Save over $10,000 off MSRP on a 2025 Silverado or creep into a brand new 2026 Trax for just $21,925. That's $2,500 below MSRP. With 0% financing on select new Chevrolets, visit BradleyChevrolet.com or BradleyChevroletParker.com. Together, let's drive Chevrolet.
Trax stock number 5887. Financing for well-qualified buyers. See dealer for details.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0. 27 past the hour. And by the way, I did forget to mention, don't ask me how, I'm human, our phone number, 234, that's our area code, 343-1065. So if you have a question for Angie, feel free to give us a call. Or if you're one of those people who likes to text, we have a text phone number that you can text us. It's 928-727-5566. And that's also good for Common Ground, which comes on Tuesday, and Speak Out, which is Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday from Lake Havasu. And Speak Out 2.0, Monday and Friday from Bullhead City. So, you got the numbers. And John Lennon. Welcome back. We're visiting with Angie Foltz with Place My Care. And so you're working with... Do you work with Medicare to help them set it up? I mean, are you the detail person?
So I am involved as much as it depends on where the referral's coming from. It depends on what communities they decide to go with, on how much they want me involved in that process. Medicare does not cover long-term care, so that's a big thing that people might not know about. But I can work with people who don't have the Medicaid long-term care benefit, as long as we can pre-screen them, get medical records and financial documentation. I can keep them in the Bullhead area and get them into assisted living until they, based on their income, until they qualify for that benefit. So if you don't have Arizona long-term care, which is the Medicaid program that pays for long-term care, and you don't have that, but you fall under the financial guidelines and you don't have enough savings to work with until you qualify, you know you need to talk to me, because delaying care can cost you your life.
Right.
And we want to make sure that people are safe, happy, healthy, and that you're getting proper medication, medical treatment, that we want to make sure that you are happy, healthy, and that you're surrounded by people that can support you if you're in a position where you feel isolated, your health has declined, you don't know how to navigate benefits. I've worked out agreements with a community here that will help our vulnerable and fragile seniors receive their care until they get that Medicaid benefit. And I'm very proud and very thankful to that community. I don't want to say it on the radio, but I really appreciate that I have the opportunity to work with them. So if you're in that position, don't worry about it. Medicare is not going to pay for it. If you have a long-term care policy you've purchased, there's still a three-month period that you have to privately pay until that benefit will start kicking in. So okay, just prepare for that, right? Veterans benefits can take up to 6 months to get to help pay for your care. There is a benefit called aid in attendance that can pay up to $2,400 a month for your care. It will also, with that, include health insurance benefits for the VA that are much higher than what they might be currently receiving, as well as a cash, you know, there's also the disability benefit they might not have applied for. So it really depends. I always say concurrently apply for VA disability and aid in attendance at the same time. if you're a surviving spouse of a veteran that served during wartime, declared wartime. So there are specific dates of qualification, right? And your unit had to be activated. It couldn't be one that never was activated for whatever reason. I don't understand all of that because it's very complex. But I do have great resources like the Arizona Department of Veterans Services, which is a state-run organization that will help you qualify for those benefits.
Okay.
So and then lots of other organizations that do that too. So for a surviving spouse, that can be an additional $1,400 a month to pay for care.
Right.
Even if you got divorced, and you were a survivor of domestic violence, which happens.
Right.
But if you need that benefit, understand that if we can prove that is why you were no longer married, if you're the surviving spouse of that individual, even if you're divorced, if you're a domestic violence survivor, you can still qualify for those benefits.
So there's a lot of loopholes that...
Yeah.
She sounds exhausted. There's a lot of loopholes that you have figured out over these
years. And so, you know, by being involved with receiving referrals from everywhere, from all the crisis response teams that are contracted in the county, the Mojave County Sheriff's Department. I work great with the Bullhead City Police Department's crisis team.
Right.
Shout out to Caitlin. She's amazing. And so I work very closely with all of those individuals who want to partner with me, who keep seeing people in crisis, and they don't know what to do. So, like, for instance, the county crisis response teams that are contracted, Taros and Community Health Associates, they're not contracted to provide services for individuals who are experiencing dementia. They can address the suicidal ideations and that kind of stuff. But then they're going to reach out to me because I can address all the other pieces to make sure they get out of that situation so they can receive memory care if that's appropriate or benefits or whatever, help them navigate that, right, get them to a safer place. So there's a lot of that kind of stuff that people don't really realize that I do. But I'm very proud of those relationships and very thankful for those relationships because I believe no matter what your income is, whether you have a large amount of money or a little bit of money, everybody deserves care if you need it. That's my theory.
Stick around because we're going to come back from a break and then she's going to give her phone number and how do you get in touch with her. All right? So, and she's here all the way till the top of the hour. Speaking of 2.0, it's brought to you by Laughlin Ranch. That's right. Go up there and play the number two. There were people playing this morning when I went past there, out there at 9:30 in the morning playing golf. You can do that too. Just go to LaughlinRanch.com. And we're brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. Would you like your bill to be the same every month? It's called a budget plan bill. Well, call MEC right now and they'll put you through the system. And you can do that. 928-763-1100.
Laughlin Ranch announces 20% off body sculpting in their spa all October. Save all October on relaxation and rejuvenation. Indulge yourself with the Desert Golden Hourglass, the Arizona Arms, or the Cactus Contour. All 50-minute custom body sculpting. Check out other fall specials like Whipped Honey Body Scrub, the Whipped Honey Pedicure, and the Pumpkin Latte Facial. Look good the rest of the year. The Spa and Fitness Center at Laughlin Ranch. Make your appointment at LaughlinRanch.com.
Are you seeking a career opportunity in a healthcare setting where you can make a difference in the lives of others every day? The Legacy Rehab and Care Center is looking for compassionate, caring individuals to join our team. If you're a nurse, certified nursing assistant, work in environmental or dietary, we would love to meet with you. Apply online today at thelegacyrehab.com. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Every family's been touched by addiction, alcohol, drugs, or prescriptions. Now there's help right here in Mojave County. Revive Behavioral Health, a residential treatment program for men and women. Two separate facilities. Revive offers a certified professional team that helps adults end their addiction. Revive Behavioral Health assists adults to reach sobriety. If you know someone who can benefit from Revive Behavioral Health, call 928-296-8898. 928-296-8898.
Our town, the place we call home.
Here is the Our Town calendar. The best cornhole players in the tri-state will converge on Kingman Centennial Park at the Kings of Kingman Cornhole Tournament. It's on Saturday, October 25th, $40 per team. More details on the recreation page at kingman.gov. Mojave Master Gardener's 4th Annual Tomato Quest is an annual event with a homemade salsa contest, entertainment, and gardening information focusing on tomatoes. Tomato Quest is on Saturday, October 25th, starting at 10 a.m. More information is online at the U of A Cooperative Extension Office website. Lake Havasu City has scheduled its next public open house for the 2026 General Plan Update. There will be two public sessions of 2 hours each. The first is on Wednesday, October 29th, starting at 1:30. The second is the following day, starting at 11:30. More information is listed on the Radio Central Facebook pages.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from our Bullhead City studio. And, you know, I mentioned our text line, 928-727-5566. Well, guess what? It's on special assignment today. So don't text that line. Text me. Text me on my personal cell, 928-201-3313. So it's on special assignment. I can't tell you what it is. It's a special secret assignment. So that phone left the area. Welcome back. And we have Angie Foltz with Place My Care here. And Angie, we've talked a lot about the benefits, but at the same point in time, some people sit back and they go, well, I've worked all my life and I've earned my home and I earn a good living, mm-hmm. but they still might need to be placed, but mm-hmm. but they got the money or mm-hmm. they got the assets and mm-hmm. they...
Yeah, sometimes there's different reasons why people would not want to spend money on their care. They believe that they want to leave it for their children. That's their legacy.
Can they do that?
And they can do that, yeah. Oh. And so there's different ways to go about doing asset preservation. I have some really credible attorney firms and financial planners that specifically work on asset preservation, which means that you can preserve a bulk of your assets depending on where they're sitting. My advice to people is if you even think you're going to need in-home care or assisted living in the next 5 years, do not move your money without giving me a call, because I want to make sure you're not making these mistakes that cost people literally $100,000 and more if you don't talk to me. So,
right. And it doesn't cost anything to talk to you.
Correct.
How do they get in touch with you?
928-955-9075. You can check out our website at placemycare.com and put in a referral that way.
Okay.
If you just want to email
or call your office and
info at placemycare.com, it'll come right to me, and we can start a conversation. You can call me 7 days a week generally if there's an emergency situation, because I'm kind of known as the fireman in the senior world.
Yeah.
And it's my promise to the communities that I serve exactly is that I try to do my best to serve. So I serve on the board with WACOG, Mojave County Advisory Council. I was on the board with River Cities United Way for 6 years, and both as an advocate for seniors. So the next project that we've started is the Empower Team for Seniors. We've already done our first event at the Bullhead City Senior Enrichment Center. It was well attended. We've got our next event coming up in Lake Havasu on October 30th at 12 noon.
Okay.
We'll have raffle prizes. We've got all kinds of experts there.
Where's that, at the pool?
It's going to be, at the Lake Havasu City Senior Center.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's the next one. And then we will be back to Bullhead, so watch for that. But what we provide all kinds of experts, right?
Know, and people, be connected with your senior center.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're not one to go play Pinnacle or go there for lunch, mm-hmm. at least be connected with it, because the resources that are there sometimes can benefit. They can give you Angie's number.
I mean,
the resources that are there sometimes are truly beneficial
their
to the
resource
seniors.
Walls there now are incredible, the amount of resources that are on the walls there. But I'm kind of your one-stop shop. I'll make sure that you get connected with reputable resources that really are going to and work with those individuals that I refer you to, so that we can work as a partnership, right? And so when I say if an agency reaches out to me, they don't just drop the client in my lap and I always follow up with the agency. I'm happy to do in services with agencies. If we, I'd really love to get connected with the fire department here. What we don't want to see is people continually falling in their homes, being picked up and left with the situation.
Right.
We want to see change, because honestly, our resources need to be used conservatively. And I think that providing resources to people, whether that's mine, information, or anyone else's, is important for people. And so, you know, whatever agency you belong to, if you want an additional arm that's at no cost to your agency and to your clients, I think I'm a great resource. So I appreciate appreciate that.
Okay.
So
The family gets involved,
mm-hmm.
and the family says, we'll pay for Uncle Fred.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you set that up, that they each pay their little portion for Uncle Fred to go into assisted living or whatever he might?
Well, I think it's important to go over the budget of what it's looked like, what are you going to get for that budget, and then we narrow it down to, you know, whatever community that is. They tour the community. They decide. We can do virtual tours of those communities if they're not in the area.
Oh.
And then once they move into that community, they set it up with the family to pay that on, like, ACH or whatever every month so that it's just auto-drawn, right? But one person or, you know, has to be financially on the contract responsible for that. We just want to make sure that there's no gaps in payment to the communities. They count on that every month, right? Is providing the high level of care, right?
Are you finding that sometimes you're working with a senior that has nobody, no family?
Yeah, there's a lot of really lonely seniors out there that just have outlived their friends. They've outlived their spouse. They've outlived, you know, and their children maybe live in a different part of the country or a different country altogether. I've had clients whose children lived in several foreign countries. And being able to coordinate that for their children so that their children only have to, if they have to come at all, right? Because it's expensive if you don't plan international travel to try and just jump on a plane every time mom has a fall or, you know, is in some kind of crisis. And so I can be that engagement person to coordinate all that using technology, using email, e-signatures, making sure powers of attorney and mental health powers of attorney are in place. Those are huge things. Those can be done without a notary. You just got to have two signatures of your friends. If you can also do it through a notary. We've got mobile notaries that can come to your house. The actual documents are free. I can provide you copies of those. And so having those powers of attorney in place are going to save you, your loved ones, your friends, your family, like everybody, so much grief.
Right.
And so,
well,
yeah.
And you don't know, and I have a friend who his wife is deteriorating with dementia.
Mm-hmm.
But you really don't know when that dementia is going to kick in
mm-hmm.
for that power of attorney. For that piece of paper that you're talking about where the mental decline is there, but the physical decline is not.
So what I say to that is your doctor's office can do what's called a mini mental examination during regular visits. And you can communicate that when you schedule those appointments that you really want a mini mental done. And at some point, does there need to be a letter from the doctor? Is a letter of incapacitation?
Right.
I have a template for physicians who do not know what that is. It's a very short form. I provide that to doctors regularly. I did it this week for a lady who really needed that. I had to refer her to the Mojave County Public Fiduciary because no one in her family was able to take on guardianship.
Okay.
Because there was no power of attorney in place. She didn't have the ability to sign a new power of attorney based on her mental status. It was a very precarious situation. And so, you know, these are things that are real, that are happening in our community, and being able to help families or seniors navigate this, or agencies, including Adult Protective Services, or, you know, like I said, the crisis teams, or, you know, the families themselves who just can't take on guardianship, you know, and there's just no way for them to do it logistically or otherwise. It's just overwhelming for them. And so while I'd love to see that the family can do it, and I coach people through the guardianship process, how to do that through the courts and all of that, really go into that fine-grained detail and coaching people through that and providing those resources, the reality is sometimes you need that letter of incapacitation in order to even access your loved one's bank account. Even if you're power of attorney financially, there are large banks in this country who will not even speak to you if you're not on that account. Even if you have power of attorney, you need that letter of incapacitation from their primary care physician. I can help you navigate that piece.
I hope my wife's not listening. She might go get that tomorrow.
Right?
Yeah.
You're done.
You know, she might say, oh, come on, Larry, we're going to see the doctor tomorrow. do you have difficulty moving prescriptions for somebody when they move from?
No. So the communities are great about it. So this is really the communities. That's why I provide that medication list, who your primary care physician is. Then they work with the resident or their family who's moving in, and then they a lot of them can do it on auto ship with programs that they've set up with like Solevis, okay, where it's automatically shipped to the assisted living room.
Well, and I know we have Sunshine Pharmacy in Havasu that delivers.
Fabulous.
Yeah, Ezekiel.
Yeah.
And then here in Bullhead we have Riverside
Absolutely.
Pharmacy.
Both amazing, stellar local pharmacies.
Yes,
and you can choose which pharmacy you use.
Right.
You're not required to use theirs. They always let you know that. They can do it through these large ones that do these kind of pre-packed fills, whatever
right.
things. But you can do it yourself. If you want to use your local pharmacy, 100%.
Well, and how much more convenient can it get when you just call them and they bring it to you?
And the nice thing is when you move into assisted living, it's not even you calling anymore. It's the nurse.
Right.
They're coordinating all of that.
Yeah.
They take that weight off of you when you're getting low on your prescriptions, when your next primary care physician appointment is, all of that. They can help coordinate that and take the load off of yourself or your family that's managing that.
So what happens when Uncle Fred says, my closest relative is my nephew in
mm-hmm.
Idaho.
Yeah.
And he said I can come and stay there.
Yeah.
Are you going to find assisted living for them in Idaho and help the transportation and whatnot?
I can help with the transportation. I can also look for a reputable senior living advisor.
Wow.
I can connect you with someone that I feel would feel comfortable with referring you to. I never want to refer people to agencies that I wouldn't want to use for my own family, right?
Okay.
That's my theory, is
sure.
that if I need to be able to trust you. And so I have really trusted partners in that regard, and that I always opened a new partners, but I want to be assured that my seniors are going to be taken care of,
because okay.
they're trusting my advice, right?
Yeah, I agree.
But I can help you with that regard. I can help move your loved one from Idaho to Arizona. I just had a lady who moved to Bullhead from Washington State, and the family still contacts me. I'm so thankful that you helped me. And
yeah.
you know, these are people that are in the senior industry. They own a business that deals with seniors, but it's so technically specific that by being able to coordinate that process and drive that process for the family, they felt so much relief. And so that was a great success story for us, because it was very difficult at this point. They were traveling up to Washington multiple times a year because it was her best friend.
Right.
Right. And so now, great, she's here.
Yeah.
She's here, and they're close, and she loves it. And she's able to manage her care a lot easier.
Okay. Do you have people that work with you and for you that assist with this? I mean, you're all over the place.
I'm it. I am the lone. I am. What do they say? The Lone Ranger.
Yeah. Okay. Without a mask.
You know.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I would say that, you know, it would be great if I had a team, but it is such incredibly technical work, and I've tried to make it with other people and teach them. But to be honest, the level of, you know, that you of technical expertise, it's a long learning curve.
Sure.
This is nothing that I developed overnight, and I fell forward a lot of times to get where I'm at.
Right.
And so, you know, I'm particularly protective of the seniors that I work with, and I want them to feel absolutely 100% confident when they work with me that, or, you know, my company, that they get exactly what my promise is to the community when I speak on shows like yours.
Okay. Give your phone number again, and then we're going to give it after the break also.
Yeah, it's 928-955-9075.
Because I think everyone needs to write it down.
Yeah, yeah. They
especially,
do.
Especially if you plan to grow old.
And you can text me on that number too.
Okay. Speak Up 2.0 is brought to you by, oh, did I mention? Legacy Rehab and Care Center, a skilled nursing facility right here in Bullhead City, 2812 Silver Creek Road. If you have questions, stop by. And we're brought to you by Mojave Mortgage. Do you know the guy with the key to the vault? Do you know Chad Hansen? You know Chad Hansen?
Oh, I thought you.
His number is 928-288-2691. Give him a call if you need some money out of that vault.
Everybody's got a smile on their face. This is your kind of place. The coldest beer in the West, under the western moon.
Tonight at the Axe, up-and-coming country artist Jimmy Nelson takes the stage, bringing a mix of classic and modern country tunes to the Axe's stage, as well as some originals. The Jimmy Nelson Band takes the stage at 8 tonight. So get on over to the Flying X Saloon tonight in downtown Lake Havasu City for Jimmy Nelson, and be ready to dance your X off. For the X's event calendar, go to flyingxsaloon.com.
The coldest beer in the West, under the western moon.
This holiday season, keep everything running smoothly with TWN Fiber Internet. Enjoy faster shopping, clearer calls, and zero interruptions so you can focus on what matters most, family, fun, and festive cheer. Visit twncom.com/Mojave. That's twncom.com/MOHAVE. Or call 888-227-2095 to sign up today. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply. Visit twn.com for more details and terms and conditions of service.
You're going to get hooked. Your Bullhead City Perkins has all-you-can-eat fish fry Fridays. Delicious Alaskan cod, hand-battered fish fry, every Friday starting at 3 p.m. There are many other fish meals available, too. Perkins all-you-can-eat fish Fridays are perfect. Then there are the pies. Eat a slice of pie there or take it home. Hey, take the whole pie home. But make plans to meet friends this Friday at 3 for all-you-can-eat. Perkins American Food Company, Highway 95, Bullhead City.
Mojave Electric Cooperative's budget payment plan helps members budget their residential electric bill payments evenly over a 12-month billing period. Knowing what your monthly electric bill will be makes it easier to plan and manage monthly expenses more effectively. Enrollment is open now through the month of October. To sign up or to learn more, please call 928-763-1100 or visit www.mojaveelectric.com.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, located at 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City, assists patients with interfacility rehabilitation. Their skilled physical therapists will take the time to work with patients to get them back on their feet and headed home. This can also include occupational and speech therapy. For more information, call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center at 928-763-1404. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0. We're about, 10 minutes away from Sean Hannity, right after the news at the top of the hour. Sean Hannity program. Because I never know if he's going to show up or he's going to send some other fabulous guest in. He's not in the same room I'm in. No. So we never know. So I just say Sean Hannity program will be with you in just a few minutes. Angie, what do you think the oldest customer or client that you had to deal with, how old was he or she?
I don't know the oldest, but the most recent one that comes to my mind was 97.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, people are living a lot longer than they used to.
I have a lady that I know very well. She's a World War II Marine. She's 103 in Lake Havasu.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to be 103.
Yeah, I don't know. My grandma just passed away. She was 101.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you take care of her?
No, my aunt did up in Washington.
Oh.
Thank God bless her soul. Let me tell you.
You just went to Washington recently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, she kept saying, why am I alive? And my aunt would say, well, God's not done with you yet.
That's right. And that is so true. That's the answer, you know. And the flip side of that, I lost a good friend working in radio many, many, many years ago, Pam Simmons.
Mm-hmm.
And I had her best friend who worked side by side with her
mm-hmm.
say that Pam felt that when it was time to leave,
mm-hmm.
that God felt she had accomplished everything she wanted. He wanted
mm-hmm.
her to.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, wow, that's so, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's a nice statement.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
If you can say that.
I've seen a lot of range of people that are in various stages of their disease. They might be just newly diagnosed with like a stage 4 cancer or,
right.
you know, and their family's dealing with that dynamic and trying to like wrap their heads around. Or I had a lady call me last Friday night who just needed to just literally tell me from start to finish what they went through in the last couple of days while her dad transitioned. And holding space for people and being present with them is so incredibly important. And listening to their stories is so incredibly important. And a world that moves so fast, I'm happy to slow down and give you that.
That's important to be a good listener.
Yeah.
You know, you have a lot of passion for this.
Thanks.
We can see that.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Kim Kuhl has expressed to me that one of the problems, and you're on the WACOG board now.
Mm-hmm.
How do we excel the process for people to go on to WACARE to get mm-hmm. Meals on Wheels?
I think the biggest...
Because I'm hearing that's 3 and 4 months. Sometimes.
It is. And I think that that's one of the things that I would love to sit down with Kim and talk about and see if we can problem solve, and I can present that at the next board meeting. Because I'm very solution oriented. I really feel that we can focus on problems all day long, but Kim's very solution oriented and so am I. And I think that that would be a great conversation. So Kim, if you hear this, I'll be super happy to sit down with you. And I could pop by the senior center after this.
Yeah. And if not, I'll put together Jeff Tipton and her both with you.
Jeff's great.
They would love to excel that.
I think part of the issue is that as WACOG has lost funding, having enough case managers, so we can do all the fundraising we want through the city to bring additional funds for the city residents or even outside of the city to help accelerate that for Meals on Wheels, because we lost a lot of funding for Meals on Wheels, and the need is greater than ever. So how do we solve that problem? And the city's been so great, and Kim's been so great about doing that, and it's like, how do we get WACOG and them on the same page, right? And so I super appreciate all of that, and that's super great feedback for you to provide that bug in my ear to continue having that conversation and, you know, bringing maybe her to the next Mojave County Advisory Council meeting for WACOG. And
Her and Jeff both.
Yeah, expressing that. And so Jeff's actually on that council.
Yeah.
So.
But sometimes they need to hear from the person running the program.
I think so, yeah, exactly. I mean, they're both amazing individuals. They're both very driven to serve our residents here and in Bullhead, and I have no doubt that we can figure something out. It's just like getting that to be implemented.
How do we have Meals on Wheels in Havasu and Kingman?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, we do. In fact, Lake Havasu, I know specifically, is also experiencing the same kind of higher need. For Meals on Wheels and for people that are homebound and really, you know, count on that.
Yeah. Well, and like you said, you can do all the fundraising, but you have to have the people to put it all in place to begin with.
Yeah, it's kind of like two separate things,
right?
And so there's the money piece of it, and then there's the staffing that, you know, WACOG has lost funding.
Right.
You know, and so how do we help WACOG in that regard?
I agree. You know? Angie, give your phone number one more time.
928-955-9075, and you can call me or text me on that number 7 days a week.
Okay, and I wrote it down, so I have it too. And so if you didn't catch it today, if you're driving or something, call me or text me later, and I'll make sure you have that number. So, Angie, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Great information.
I appreciate your absolute generosity to have me on for a whole hour. It's great.
Well, it's just it's great information for the seniors and for the people who, you know, manage seniors or live with seniors or
our neighbors with seniors,
neighbors and friends. And
if you see it, say it. You need to, give me a call.
I agree.
I can intervene and be a good ally for you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Tomorrow is the Free Family Community Risk Reduction, or what I used to call the Fire Prevention Fair, at the Anderson Fieldhouse in Bullhead City, 9 o'clock until noon. Check that out tomorrow. Take the kids. And there's a CASA Council Golf Tournament tomorrow at El Rio. Go to CasaSupport.org for more information. Little Sprouts has a family farmers market tomorrow, and that's at Triple Farms. Everyone have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.